to take part in the process of identifying our victims and now giving ourselves permission to say so long to them. Victims are convenient. And for many of us, throughout our lives, we have lived our lives in anger and frustration. We have beaten ourselves half to death. And what we have done is we have blamed somebody else for it. It's my ex-husband. It's my children. It's my environment. It's what my neighbors have done to me. And so many of us become old and grouchy. So many of us look at life again through those negative glasses. And the bottom line is real simple. So many of us do not want to look at who we are and to look at the reality of ourselves. In the seventh step, we learn, as we have now written our letters, as we have now begun the grieving process, we learn now how to release, we learn how to let go, and we learn how to put our victims to rest. You see, in reality, there is only one victim, and that victim is you. Whether you realize it or not, the one person that we have hurt the most, the one person that we have basically victimized the most, is ourselves. What we have done to ourselves over the course of our lives is by creating victims, we literally have done an injustice to ourselves. And now it's time to let go of them. What's so beautiful about letting go of the victims is that no longer do you need to look at somebody else. Now you can look at yourself, because you can accept the responsibility and the beauty for your own personal life. You can look at and develop inside of yourself the beautiful concept of you. In the seventh step, in releasing victims, we give you some techniques and some directions to work in releasing them. First of all, in the sixth step, we have learned to write letters. We have learned now to begin the process of letting those letters go. One of the ways that I advise people to release victims is through a process called cemetery therapy. It's a very simple process. And I use the word cemetery primarily because cemeteries are very interesting places. Cemeteries are ending places. There's something very concrete and something very definite about a cemetery. One of the best places to meditate and to release your victims is in the cemetery. Take your letters. Take the things that have happened to you in the course of your life. Take all the things you have now journalized and written about. And what you will do is get together with people in the program, with your recovery family. Remember what I said. Don't mail these letters and don't try to go back and confront your family with them. Take them and go with some friends and go to a local cemetery. At the cemetery, together, read the letters, share them, say goodbye to them, read them out loud, share them with other people. Let other people listen to them. And as you release them and let go of them, what you are doing is you are giving yourself permission to finally say goodbye. You're giving yourself the credit for being able to release and let go. Then take the letters and burn them. Take the letters and basically bury them. And finally, you have a resting place for them. One of the things I always advise people to do, because what I realize for all of us, especially as recovering people, that we need things that are very concrete. We need things that we can look at. I've told people that you can actually, in your backyard, in your house, create what I call a recovery cemetery, a place to let go of all of your garbage, a place to release it. And every time you begin to experience these negative feelings inside of you, what you can do is you can write letters to your feelings, get rid of them, and then read them to somebody, share them with your sponsor or somebody in the program. Then take them out to your little cemetery and bury them. And what's so neat is that every once in a while, remember, they're part of you. So you can go out to that little cemetery and you can look at them. And there are markers and memorials and things of what has happened to us in the course of our life. They are basically things that show us who we are and what we're all about. So what's so beautiful and special about this process is that I really